Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the free Sea Genesis ebook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free Sea God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman is jealous because her husband has a girlfriend. The lady in the picture and she's more attractive, so she struggles to see how her husband finds her attractive when he's dating her. He probably finds his wife attractive because he knows that if she doesn't behave herself, he can leave her for more attractive women. Looks to me like one of these is for the kitchen, and the other one is for the bedroom. This just proves that women would rather share the winner than have a normal dude all to themselves. Moving on is the progress America made over the last century, versus the progress Africa has made, and apparently all of America's progress will be undone as Africans flood into the United States. I don't see it though. America will look more like Mexico or the Latin world. What really shocks me is the Amish. Living without many modern conveniences still live lives much more comfortable than many Africans. What do you suppose that means? Then again, this picture is a city in Africa and not a hut in sight. Number three, remember guys, that saying the truth in the UK and many other places is now considered hate speech. You're not allowed to criticize women or be a fan of Andrew Tate, or you'll be considered an extreme misogynist. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. People used to be able to handle the truth, but they can't anymore because they've increasingly become fragile little snowflakes. The truth wasn't hate speech in the past. It was just a bitter pill to swallow. Up next again in the UK, a family of asylum seekers who fled Syria for a safer life say they want to go back to their home country. So what's stopping them from returning? I don't believe them though. They're probably just saying that so they come out as the biggest victims. The Syrian conflict is long over, so shouldn't they go home anyway if they are actual refugees? If not, then that suggests what they really are is economic migrants. Number 5, Iraq's parliament introduces a bill to reduce the legal age of marriage for girls from 15 to 9. When is this coming to the UK or America? After all, the West is also moving in that direction of legalizing being a PDF file. Many Muslims will say this isn't Islam, but just look at all those flags behind Iraqi officials saying otherwise. What I want to know is what the hell were they thinking having it down to 15 in the first place? Moving on, why is this awful looking lady in almost every video game out there? I think it's all about women trying to ruin men's fun. Remember guys, we need to refuse to play any games with an unattractive female protagonist or that has a male lead as a cuck behind some strong empowered female like this one. That's why I play the old video games without these types of cooch characters. But to be fair, Deborah Wilson here was pretty decent in that Star Wars game. Too bad Star Wars is now dead. Number 7, here's your average male Kamala voter. A guy that is beta bucks to some single mother with Tyrone's baby. But I think these two are imposters just posing for the picture because a family like this would never have an American flag on their house. That's also not considering the fact that that Harris Walsh shirt is definitely photoshopped. Up next, Bulgaria bans rainbow people ideology in the schools. Well, it looks like Eastern European civilization isn't wrecking itself with woke yet. Let's give it another 20 years and see what happens. The men in the East are still masculine to some extent and know how to say no to feminists and simps. The US needs to do this next, but you know they won't because the schools are filled with cultural Marxists. The only solution in America and the West is to homeschool your kids these days. Number 9, you have two seemingly very different women, but they're also presenting men with the illusion of choice. The only choice for men is no choice. This is the difference between driving a $1,000 car and a $50,000 car. They both get you to the same place, but one looks better and people give you respect and elevate your status if you drive the better looking one. But both will cost you the same upkeep in the long run. Moving on, Abdul is happy because the weak police in the UK are working with him to make the country his. And once the country or parts of the country are his, it'll be the police and MPs to go next. England has fallen, and you know this is coming to America, Canada, and Australian cities near you at some point. But I think this picture is fake, because if it were real, the cop would be a 5'6" lesbian. Well, former lesbian after Abdul intimidated her with his rocks. Number 11, this teacher was arrested after allegedly having sex with a teen in her car. At this point, there's so many of these cases that me telling you about them is just a public service announcement. We need to bring back male teachers so the female teachers have someone else to be with. This one is even married, and she's cheating on her husband with one of her students. Someone needs to teach women not to be graping PDF files. The only new thing about this one is that she's actually from Australia. That's something new. Up next, this woman is wondering how she should feel about her husband asking her to lose 20 pounds. Translation, I'm a woman and part of the female collective, and am facing a scenario I've never seen before. So I'm waiting for instructions from other women. She doesn't know how to feel. She wants other people to tell her how to feel. The women that are miserable and love company are going to tell her she feels abused and that she should leave her husband. Number 13, this guy wonders why he's attracted to his wife. He's been feeling like she's more beautiful and super hot in the last few months, and obsessing over her. This is the savage nature of the simp mindset. Men will love women, put on their love goggles, and never fall out of love. And then women can exploit that for the rest of their lives. I find this disgusting. The only feelings a man is supposed to feel for his wife after 10 years are disgust and contempt, the way that Al Bundy did for Peg. Moving on is a rare image of Donald Trump, Willie Brown, and Kamala Harris from 1997. And if you listen closely, you can hear her bump her head on the table. You can sure bet that Trump knows all kinds of things about her that he can't say during any polite debates. It's also kind of crazy that people are calling Trump racist when many of his friends are black. Apparently even helped fund Jesse Jackson's run for president back in the 80s. Or so the rumor goes. Number 15, this boyfriend ends his girlfriend because she didn't share her lonely fool's income. I can't believe he ended her over only $17. But all kidding aside, why does it look like he's been shoving Q-tips up his nose? Remember this motto, ladies, if you do lonely fools. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. The other OF models are probably celebrating as they might see their monthly income raised by a nickel with less competition now. Up next, you know this is coming soon. They don't want your kids homeschooled, religious, and growing their own food. Remember, they want your kids spoiled, indoctrinated, vaccinated, medicated, and fed pesticide. And in the future, they might even take them away if you don't do those things. Quick, hide the organic tomatoes under the floorboards before the rainbow-colored Nazis come into your house. And don't forget to put up the rainbow-colored curtains as a distraction. Number 17, Vice asks if it would help men understand what it's like to be a woman if they were pegged at least once in their lives. It's because of stories like this one that no one is sad to see Vice go. We do get penetrated at least once and we call it a prostate exam. And when that happened to me, I went partially blind for a minute or so. But before any of us do this, what Vice is suggesting, they need to define what a woman is first. I used to love women, but I have no desire to understand what it means to be one. Moving on, someone needs to ask this woman what first attracted her to millionaire Colin Gross. I bet it was his chiseled abs. Maybe it's his outstanding waist to double chin ratio. What if he's just got a really good personality that makes up for having a micro weenie? But we all know that she cringes every time she lets him hit. Number 19, in 2021, this woman faked her own unaliving to her boyfriend by texting him as her cousin, telling him he couldn't attend the funeral because of COVID regulations. I think we might want to classify this as ultra ghosting. But now he's done really well financially in life and has a great job, so she wants to reconnect, but doesn't know how to since he thinks she's dead. She should just show up at his place and say, "Sorry, I faked my own death. Can you buy me some stuff?" Up next, dating after 30 is a miserable job. Women ask, "What do you do for a living? Where you live? Do you rent or own? What kind of car do you drive?" They're materialistic and want to see if you can be their retirement plan. Then they blow through your retirement account, spend you into bankruptcy, and divorce you for being poor. And what do they offer in return? A hole used by 30 plus dudes, and you have to help her raise 3 kids. No thanks, skank. Number 21, what are your feelings about TERFs or trans-exclusionary radical feminists? But back in the day, we just called them lesbians. I went to university with a few of them, and they were pretty cool. One of them had a buzz cut and used to wear a Canadian tuxedo. Basically jeans with a jean jacket and a denim shirt. This is back when being a lesbian actually took some courage to come out, and it was mostly the cool women doing it. Today it's a fad and most of them have man-hating as their core philosophy. Moving on is the difference between Hugh Jackman in 2000 versus 2024. He keeps looking better and younger. It's called dieting and training. Besides, in the 90s, the ideal body was the one on the left, and today it's the one on the right. Today's perfect body in Hollywood is built on steroids like the bodies in the 1980s. Also, I don't think he looks that young at all. He's aging fast, but he looks like he's been eating more nutritious food. Number 23, women apparently are trying to free this murderer because he's just too damn cute. Women don't care about the horrible things he's done. They just want the good-looking genes and assume that murderers can protect them better or some other nonsense. Remember, those women are probably the same ones complaining about getting stalked at night. By this logic, they would approve of Hitler if he was good-looking. Up next, this simp says that men should always be prepared to spend at least $400 on a first date. Oh, really? How about I just go and find a working girl for $400 and have a guaranteed happy ending? It's always better to make her spend so she's invested in you. If she thinks you're a keeper, she'll pay half for sure and not risk being ghosted. Number 25 and the last one, what is happening to men? This man shares shocking before and after pics after becoming trans. He worked out and it didn't get him anywhere, so he decided to present as female and live life on easy mode. I guess some men that can't get a woman turn themselves into the woman they've always wanted. Either that or now it's easier to get a girlfriend as a lesbian chick with a stick rather than being a decent male. The undesirables realize the power and freedom they have by taking the woman pill. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.